There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
After me. I, Pete Hegseth.
I, Pete Hegseth.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I am about to enter.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
So there you have J.D. Vance swearing in our new Secretary of Defense after a squeak by 50-50 tie in the Senate in that confirmation vote. Mitch McConnell joined Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to vote against Pete Hegseth. But J.D. Vance found his way back to the Senate, a pathway that he has taken many times before as a United States Senator, cast the tying vote, and we do have a confirmation with our new Secretary of Defense in Pete Hegseth. Now, that was last week's news, and we know that there's a lot set forth with hearings and confirmations that are coming up here now. Why? That's why we bring our friend Ryan Schmelz back on the show with us, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz. Thank you for being with us here today. Lots of busyness last week. I think that this is just going to continue on. Ryan, give us the lay of the land there on Capitol Hill.
Well, fortunately, it will not be as busy as last week because we are not going to start the week with an inauguration. So it'll be at least a little bit lighter in that regard. And also it helps that House Republicans are down in Florida welcoming President Trump and President Vance this week for their issues conference. But, you know, this week is going to be huge for what I'm calling the big three. So you got Tulsi Gabbard, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Cash Patel all having their confirmation hearings after some serious delays over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, these are probably the three that are going to be the most contentious and face the toughest uphill climb to getting confirmed outside of Pete Hegseth. Though I would add Lori Chavez DeRemer as somebody to watch, too.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill at Fox News Radio. Do you have a sense that, you know, if the same three wanted to vote against these future nominees here, they could do that. J.D. Vance can break the tie and, you know, a win's a win in the win column. Is there more speculation with any of the three coming up here this week that maybe it won't be as simple?
It probably won't be. And the reason I say that is, number one, after you see the Hegseth nomination end with a tie, now you know that Mitch McConnell could be somebody we might want to watch as a game changer with a lot of these votes. And certainly I think Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins were people we were always watching for. But each nominee is different. There's different concerns that Republicans have about them, and there might be some things that Democrats like about them. So when you take somebody like Robert Kennedy Jr., he runs the risk of losing Republicans because he's been a Democrat his whole life. Certainly he has a vaccine stance that's controversial to some people. And at the same time, with the fact that he's a Democrat, he might be able to get some Democrats on board with voting for him, because, you know, they're not going to find anybody who's more to the left on abortion than RFK Jr. That's just the simple reality of it. So that might be an opportunity to get some more on board. But also, you look at somebody like Tulsi Gabbard, also somebody who was a Democrat in Congress, had a pretty progressive voting record during her time here, also endorsed Bernie Sanders during the 2016 presidential election cycle. That might be something that's a concern for Republicans, especially with some of her past statements on the Assad regime, some of her past statements on Russia. That might be an issue for a number of Republicans, but there could be some Democrats who might flirt with the idea of voting for her.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now. Ryan, so, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking Donald Trump, he just wants to get him across the finish line. How the sausage is made doesn't so much matter to him. He's got bigger fish to fry at this point in time, so he doesn't need to micromanage it. But how much influence, how much frequency and communication is there between the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and these senators who will have the ability to vote for or against his nominees?
Well, I think there's a decent amount of communication between President Trump as well as the Republicans who are in leadership. Now, a lot of the ones that are in leadership are not the ones that President Trump has to worry about when it comes to potentially being a no vote on a number of his nominees. So the extent to which maybe somebody like Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski is talking with President Trump, I'm not quite sure about that. But like you said, I think President Trump's goal is just to get some of these members over. There was this time briefly where President Trump was flirting with this idea of recess appointments, would essentially would be that Congress would have to go into recess and then they can appoint these nominees without Senate confirmation. But even some of Trump's most staunchest allies have kind of shot down that idea and said the best way to do this is the traditional way, which is hearing, vote out of committee, then vote on the Senate floor.
Well, Ryan, you know, a lot of that has to do what are the tools in our toolbox? And the recess appointment one is the tool that's way down there deep into the back and you kind of got to dig to get it. And then you pull it out and you're like, gosh, I hope this is still a good idea when you pull it out to use it. But I'm wondering about the Mitch McConnell vote against Pete Hegseth, the Mitch McConnell votes that might come in the future. This guy just not too long ago was the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. And now he looks like he's in the vast minority of the majority, voting against the nominees of President Trump. I haven't heard a whole lot from Mitch McConnell. What's the status of his ability to have influence or impression on the Republicans in the Senate right now?
Well, he certainly has a lot of influence just for the simple fact that they have a slim majority and every single vote against one of Trump's nominees is going to be costly. And like you said, Mitch McConnell has kept a pretty low profile ever since he stepped down from leadership. And for the most part, for somebody in leadership, he always kept a low profile. He didn't talk to the media much. He would not give hallway interviews. He was somebody who, if you wanted statements from him, you had to wait for his weekly press conference. And now he's not a part of those weekly press conferences. So it's really hard to gauge what Mitch McConnell is thinking and what he's doing, unless he's out there giving an exclusive interview to a certain outlet. But yeah, I think he's going to be an X factor moving forward. And what's ironic about this whole thing, Annie, is that last time Donald Trump was president, 2016, 2017, he was reliant on Mitch McConnell to get his nominees across the finish line and getting his judges confirmed. Now he might be the biggest thorn in Trump's side.
Yeah, it's really politics, I guess. The tables are always turning. What's it like now? How long have you been reporting on Capitol Hill? When did you start?
I've been reporting on Capitol Hill. I think it'll be 2 years now. I was kind of flip-flopping between here and the White House before mm-hmm. that, but now solely Capitol Hill, still White House here and there.
So you've got two stark administrations to compare here, majority differences to compare here. What kind of access are you being given? What kind of opportunities are you being given right now to get to answers from people who represent those American taxpayers and voters?
I think it's a decent amount. You know, I think when you talk about somebody like Leader Thune, he's a lot more accessible than Mitch McConnell was. You know, Thune will talk to the press in the hallways. Thune does a pretty good amount of hits on whether it's Fox or some other news outlets. And, you know, he takes a good amount of questions at his weekly press conferences. So he's certainly somebody I think is a little more accessible and a little more out there and in the open than Mitch McConnell was. And, you know, Speaker Johnson, I think he's kind of gotten used to being in the spotlight a little bit more. A lot more willing to take questions as he's leaving the speaker's office and walking to the House floor. Maybe wasn't like that when he first got the gavel, but becoming a lot more, I think, accessible than he used to be. And Kevin McCarthy, keep in mind, too, Speaker Johnson followed Kevin McCarthy, who I think probably did about five press gaggles a day when he was the speaker for that brief period of time. So it's a little bit different than Speaker Johnson, not as accessible and not as out there in the open. But I think he's getting a little bit more out in the open and taking questions a lot more than he used to.
Ryan, I've seen this discussed on X a lot. And it's, you know, just because you see it on X doesn't mean it's true, but it means it might be true. Yeah. People are suggesting that there is a Democrat senator who is considering flipping their party. And I've seen a lot of high profile people retweeted. A lot of people think it's John Fetterman. There are some very far left progressive things about John Fetterman. Do you know, is any of that sound like that might be within the realm of possibility that there might be a Democrat senator that is looking?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To change parties?
I've heard it briefly floated. I've seen it shot down more times than I've seen it confirmed. So I think that it's highly unlikely John Fetterman flips. He's made it very clear just because he's taken some stances and made some statements, whether it's about Israel or being open to negotiating with Republicans on a bill like H.R. 2 or the Laken Riley Act, he's made it clear he's still a Democrat. I mean, I believe when he was campaigning and going back to when he was a candidate for previous offices, he's pretty far to the left on an issue like health care. You know, John Fetterman, I believe, supports Medicare for all. So he aligns more with the Bernie Sanders wing of his party than he might with the more of the moderate wing on an issue like health care. But I think because of the certain issues that have been in the news, whether it's border or whether it's Israel, he probably has come off as a hardline moderate or even to the right on some issues when, in fact, he still is a Democrat. He still endorsed Bob Casey for re-election. He still supported President Biden. So I don't know. If it's anybody, I think that's the only one I've heard, you know, discussed. But I haven't heard anything hard evidence that would give you any indication that he's actually going to pull the trigger and switch parties at this point.
Sometimes I think that his opinions might be more popular among other people who are Democrats in the Senate, but he just has no fear in saying them out loud. Some of those thoughts might be a little more internal for people in his own party. Before we let you go, I want to move over to the House real quick. There's a super slim majority there. How's Mike Johnson doing managing the Republicans in the House? And is he going to be able to get the job done for Donald Trump that he needs to get done?
I think it comes down to what they're going to try to do with this big, one big, beautiful bill that Trump is talking about, the reconciliation package, what they try to put in it, and what they ultimately can get through. You know, when you have just two votes or so that you can lose, it is quite the challenge. And the majority is only getting slimmer because you got Elise Stefanik leaving. You have Michael Waltz, who's already left. Matt Gaetz's seat has not been filled yet. So the numbers keep going in the wrong direction for House Republicans. But if Mike Johnson's able to get this through, there will be a lot of people who are happy. From what I understand, from what sources have told me, is that when he has been meeting with President Trump, whether it's with John Thune or separately, but they did have a meeting at the White House not too long ago, and Johnson made it very clear that they've got to do something about government spending if they're going to do anything about this reconciliation package. And sometimes when you talk about spending cuts, it can be there can be some good things in there that are costly, but if they are in fact able to utilize DOGE, find certain parts of government waste where they can find those cuts and stick that into the reconciliation package, they could find a win. But it's just going to be very difficult when you're talking about a package this big with so many things that could go wrong or turn one member off or another member off and get them to vote no.
Ryan, what's the deadline on the one big beautiful bill, or maybe the two that we've heard the president say he would be okay with?
Yeah, there's no real timeline for it. I think the timeline that's more notable is that you do have a March 14th government funding deadline that Republicans are going to have to do something about at some point. And maybe they'll need Democrats to get on board if they're going to do something like a continuing resolution, which would be an extension of government funding, which is the most likely outcome at this point. But from what I'm hearing, I think they want to have something maybe by the end of February in terms of bill text for reconciliation. But I think we're still kind of trying to figure out what ultimately their approach is going to be.
Well, Ryan Schmelz, it's a pleasure to have you on. We're going to work on getting you in here pretty regularly now so we can get that start of the week setting of what's taking place on Capitol Hill. Because when you've got a Republican majority in both chambers of Congress and a Republican president, things can go pretty quickly. And we're looking forward to your coverage of it.
Looking forward to it, Annie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan Schmelz. We appreciate you. He's the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. You can follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Go follow him for all the updates. We're going to take a quick break. Wiggins America, we come back, the Monday Roundup. The stories you might have missed over the weekend. Ryan Wiggins is going to give us that update in just a few minutes. Don't go away.